Psychic Radio, WYCD,
HD3 Detroit,
KJAQ,
HD3 Seattle,
WBMX,
HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston. The purpose of Intuitive Soul is to master the path to heart consciousness, and there are three different ways that I do this. Intuitive counseling, where I guide and support you to become more aware and conscious of your thoughts and feelings, raise and shift your level of consciousness, identify and heal the pain, struggle, and fear that prohibit you, and finally, to assist you to express the love, joy, and compassion of who you are. Intuitive energy clearing can release you, your home, or place of work from negative energy connections, help you to realign your true and expressed self, restore a sense of balance between your inner world and your external living environments, and provide fresh ground for new spiritual growth and higher consciousness. And Intuitive Soul Radio, right here Wednesday nights on the Sky Psychic Radio, and I also have a show on my website, intuitivesoul.com, live on Thursday evenings. This is April, which I have termed the month of change. And so all month long, we will be doing readings for change in 2010. Give us a call now at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. And tonight we're discussing how change impacts your relationship, whether you're creating a new one or enhancing the existing one. So as I said, I've coined April as the month of change. And this is to allow your new beginnings that we talked about last month to move us forward. Change is the one constant force in our lives, yet we still fear it and resist it. However, sometimes change happens to us, and if we don't take action or miss the signs, I often feel that it's easier if we initiate the change than have it forced upon us. So we do have our first caller. It is Donna from California. Hi, Donna.
Hi, Lori. How are you?
I'm great. How can I help you tonight?
Reading, and then I wanted to ask you a quick little question, too. I have a friend named Izzo. He's like a father to me. Been writing him, and I went out to see him in Boston. And he's planning on moving out here and to buy a house. And I saw one today, and I wanted to know, do you maybe see that happening with the house I saw today, or will it be another one, or will he move here?
He definitely wants to move here, and I think if you find the right place, he will definitely be more inclined to settle. And
this one I looked at today has a little swimming pool. It's a very quiet neighborhood, 3-bedroom.
Right. Yeah, I really like this place.
Yeah.
I'm not sure it's exactly what he's looking for. It definitely, he wants a quiet neighborhood. But the pool may be more maintenance than he's wanting to do.
Yeah, that's the only thing.
I know.
But it's a little pool, and it's so pretty when you look out from the living room out to the pool outside. It's so pretty.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe it's someplace you want.
It is. Well, he's going to leave it to me afterwards.
Oh, well, then. Then you do have to convince him.
What do you see for me for 2010? I am going to Europe for 2.5 months.
Nice.
And I've never been married.
And that's over the summer?
I'm 55 already, and I'd like to meet someone.
Okay. Is that over the summer that you're going?
Yeah, I'm leaving May 18th, May until August 10th. I'm going to Ireland, Scotland, Wales, Italy.
Are you going? Well, you know what I was going to say? Are you going to somewhere romantic? But, are you going to go to somewhere where there's a beach?
Well, I don't know. Maybe Italy.
Yeah. I get that you are going to meet some incredible men that are going to be very passionate and very exciting for you. And I think what that will do for you is to really help you become a lot more open to receiving men in your own neighborhood, because we don't want long distance relationships. It's kind of, fun, but it's only good for, I don't know what the word is, but what we're looking for is something close to home that we can, create that sacred connection.
It's real pretty here.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
It's a nice town.
Yeah, I think by going on the trip, it will allow you to become much more open to those possibilities and get really excited about, coming back. And you know what? have fun, like really enjoy yourself, get yourself out there. I mean, that's what you're going to be doing anyway, because you're traveling and it's completely different. So, I mean, you are going to have fun. So really open yourself up. And through that, it will create the energy to bring you into alignment to coming into a relationship when you get back home. But that energy and that excitement and that passion, just really enjoy it and play it up. Like really have a fantastic time. And I get the sense that you're going to.
Oh, good. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah. Get yourself out there, really, you know, really just embody everything and like see everything as new. And even if you've been there before, see everything as really new and exciting. Like take on that innocence of the child where, you know, everything is new and, you know, you're getting out and you're meeting men and you're going to have so much fun.
Oh, good. I'm looking forward to that.
I bet you are. I would be.
Yeah.
And then when you get back home, you know, I don't think it's going to be that long before you start bringing men into your life.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful.
Because that energy is going to play out once you get home and you're going to want to get out there some more and it'll still be summer. Well, yeah, you're from California. It's always summer. But, yeah. You know, it's still going to be nice and you're going to be wanting to get out and you're just going to have a great time.
Maybe you could pick up on this. I had an experience about 6 months ago. I was in an outside cafe, and I had this incredible love. I mean, it was just unbelievable. And then I was like in tears with such gratefulness. Does that mean something really, you know, great's coming in?
You know what? It was. It was really about you just opening up to the earth and opening up to the goddess within you. And that's where that love was coming from. And that's that same juiciness, that same beauty that you will start to embrace a lot more when you're away and then bring it back with you.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's unbelievable.
That's a powerful experience that has brought all of this, you know, great things into your life.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
They're going pretty good. They haven't always been good, but.
Everything's changing. For you,
yeah.
Everything is moving in a really...
I really feel that. It is changing.
Yeah.
So much a real sad part of my life for a long time. And now it's like I'm opening up a little bit and things are getting better.
And as you open up, things will get much better and it will continue to move forward. You're in a really good, I would say next year and a half are going to be just, you know, incredibly opening for you.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Terrific.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lori.
You're welcome. So have a great evening. Let me know how the trip goes. And okay, so we are back. We are looking at some tips for allowing change into our lives. You know, the biggest thing that we need to do to allow change, because we've talked about new beginnings and growth last month. And so to allow the change, we really have to let go or surrender our need to be in control. And that need to be in control and the letting go and the surrendering is just opening ourselves up to these new opportunities that are coming into our lives. So as we focused on new beginnings and change, new beginnings and growth in our lives last month, and things are starting to shift and things are starting to move. And I know that a lot of people are getting this, you know, we have to allow the change to come into our lives. So we have to let go of all of the old stuff and surrender that need to be in control, which is, you know, that area that, you know, we tend to try and take charge of that have to do with our lives and our situation. And really the only thing we could take charge of is, you know, our responses to our emotions, our responses to these events and situations that come our way. And by learning to let go and to surrender, we open ourselves up. So all of the changes that we're wanting in our lives then has room and space in our lives to begin to manifest. But we have to let go. We have to let go of all the past. And, you know, one of the ways that we create problems in our life is this need to feel in control. And when we feel this need to control the how, the when, the where, you know, This limits how the universe can provide and support for our dreams. And this is really just completely an ego game that creates the illusion that we can be in control of our lives. And we don't have control over our circumstances that occur to us, but we can take charge of how we respond. We can take charge of the responses to all the change that happens in our lives, and that we realize that the choices are around change. The choices are the change and the actions that we require. And so we have just to make choices and to allow these choices to happen in our lives. So learning how to surrender to life and our heart's way, although may not be easy, it is our divine self that knows what is in our best interest. So we are doing a show on how change impacts our relationships, whether you're creating a new one or enhancing an existing one. So please give us a call at 248-545-7685. We're doing readings tonight on change. It doesn't have to be on relationships, but that's where we're kind of focusing our attention tonight. As we move into the month, we'll get on different topics each week. But so give us a call. Let us know what's happening in your life, what you're wanting to do, and how you're wanting to change that. The other idea is to be open to possibilities. You know, there's always an infinite source of wisdom that we have to access through our intuition and our heart. And we need to become quiet and listen, observe, feel, and know what possibilities are opening to us. Often we miss those signs because we're either in a fear place where we are, you know, trying to control things, or, you know, we are so in the past or thinking about the future that we are not in the moment. And it's only in the moment when these possibilities open up to us. And it's only when we, you know, connect with ourselves, connect with this place within us, usually where our intuition comes from. And depending on how you get in your intuition, or depending on, you know, how you learned things, that will be the dominant place that you will connect with. But we need to be quiet and listen. And a lot of times our mind is in such a state of constant chatter and such a state of constantly controlling and manipulating us that, you know, we get so caught up in what our mind is doing and thinking that we need to just, you know, take those breaths, take that quiet moment, get into, you know, what are the possibilities that are occurring? When you ask a question, you will always receive the answer. It's a matter of whether you are connected or not, whether you're quiet and allowing those possibilities, and whether you're open to those possibilities coming to you. So when you do get quiet and listen, then you can observe, feel, hear, know the possibilities that are opening up. And the signs are occurring all around us at all the times, yet we resist the very thing that will create what we're desiring by resisting our inner and outer guidance. So if it doesn't come from within you, oftentimes things are outside of you. And we may hear a piece of music, or we may see a billboard, or we may, you know, a book may pop out at us. Sometimes they literally fall at us. Sometimes it's just us thinking about a book, or thinking about a memory, or thinking about a dream. All of these are different ways that our intuition gives us the answer, the outer guidance or the inner guidance that we're looking for. When you ask, you always receive. And they say the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. So this is why we have to allow change to create what we are desiring. Change is really that pinnacle point of what it is that will allow us to be open to the possibilities, to allow us to shift into a different space and to allow for the change that we're wanting to come to fruition. So, you know, being open, learning how to let go and surrender. And then the last point that is probably key is taking action. We need to follow through with the guidance that we receive from the synchronicities and intuition. We're going to go to a break now, but do give us a call. We are talking about how change impacts your relationships at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.
Psychic Radio. PsychicOnAir.com. The Wake Up Call with Ellen Tom.
I know the torment that I put my mother through, and I've seen the lessons that she's brought to you, so I love you. And I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sorry.
She feels your pain.
Well, I actually do from a distance. Now that I'm out to tweak her, I can understand that it's not always pretty.
Hi, it's Tom Forrest. Reverend L. Newman and I are here Monday nights, 7 till 9, primetime Eastern time in the United States with Wake Up Call on Psychic Radio.
Psychic Radio.
We know you're listening. Life is a journey. Let us be your guide. Reach out on the net now, psychiconair.com.
Look for Psychic Radio on your AOL radio player.
Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Intuitive Soul and your host, Lori Houston, is mastering a path to heart consciousness through intuitive counseling, by looking at our relationships, from our relationship with ourselves, with others, to even our relationship with money, and through clearing our energy so that we remove the obstacles that prohibit us from living the life we want. We'll discuss all of this every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Tonight's show is discussing how change impacts your relationships, whether you're creating a new one or enhancing an existing one. Give us a call, and we are doing live readings on change tonight at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. And we were talking about some of the ways that we need to allow change into our lives. First, learning how to let go and surrender. Second, being open to possibilities. And the third is to take the action, which often we don't follow through with. A lot of people think that, especially from the spiritual community, that if it is meant to be, it will happen. And as much as in certain cases, things do come into our lives for reasons, and there are times when, you know, if things are too difficult, it may mean that they are not something that is supposed to be within us or assisting us at this time. And maybe that it is about timing, and maybe, you know, it's not the right time. But in most of the cases, a lot of the times what happens is, you know, we receive the guidance, we get the synchronicities, our intuition is right on, but we don't take the action, and then we miss it. You know, we must realize that if we don't follow through and take action, and it's the right action, it's knowing and having discernment on, you know, what it is that is required. So, you know, sometimes it's opening up to a specific radio show, or it's reading a specific book, or it's advertising through a certain area. Like, there's so many different things that allow us to, you know, be open to the change. If we're looking for relationships, for example, then, you know, maybe it's joining a singles group, or maybe it's going online and putting yourself open to possibilities through, you know, some of the online dating sites, or maybe it's just becoming really clear about what it is that you're wanting and just knowing that that will come. See, we often, it all has to do with our belief system and, you know, some of the areas that we are working on. And, you know, when it comes to change, if that is truly what we're wanting in our lives, then, you know, the actions will flow from that. And, you know, so don't turn them away. Don't turn something away because it's not in our comfort zone, or it's something that we don't know. Allow yourself to be open to those possibilities. Allow yourself to move with the actions that come. And so, you know, the saying, just do it, becomes very appropriate here, because there's lots of times that we need to open up to those changes. So we're doing live readings on change and how this change can impact your relationship, whether you're creating a new one or enhancing an existing one. So give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. And once you do take action, then you may have to go back to the first two about surrendering and being open to possibilities. So it becomes a little bit of a cycle. So let's go back to surrendering our need for control. You know, in relationship, that's usually quite apparent. Usually we want the other person to change, and we go about finding ways and creating ways for changing the other person, which is a wee bit manipulative, and we can only change ourselves. We do have an instant feedback from Tom in Detroit, and he's looking to change jobs in the near future and is trying to stay positive during his search. Do I see this change happening soon? And if not, what can you do to make this happen? And he thanked me for taking the question. So, Tom, you know, being positive, being open, surrendering to what it is, the process of moving into a new job can sometimes be the challenge. And what I encourage you to do is to be really, really clear about what it is that you're wanting. So, you know, come to a place of knowing what type of job that it is that you want, so that you can, so that the universe can become a little bit clearer on narrowing it down for you. So if you're really clear about what you're wanting, and I know that with this economic situation that we've been going through, and I know everybody keeps saying that, you know, we're on the way out of that. It's still very much in our energies. And, you know, the matrix of fear around the financial situation and the way it has made an impact on, especially, you know, North America, it's really hard to disconnect from that fear. But in this case, this is what you have to do. And to just allow things to happen, to really surrender this need to be in control. Be clear about what you want, but you don't need to control how it happens or where it happens or when it happens. You know, have some faith in yourself. Begin to open up to the possibilities that are around you. Don't worry about when or where. Like, be really gentle to yourself and have faith within yourself that you will create this. Because I do honestly see that there is something coming up, and coming up quite soon, within the next couple weeks for sure. And it may not necessarily be everything you want, but I encourage you to be really open to it. And it may be something completely different from what you're used to, but just be open to the possibility. Things usually come to us because this is the time we are wanting change. And I feel that this change is going to be a good one for you. And again, be clear about what you need and what you want, but don't try to manipulate it. Don't try to control it. Don't feel it needs to come in a certain package in a certain way. Just be really open to possibilities. And I think the action part you're already doing, you are already following through and making, you know, your connections. And there's going to be a very significant connection in the next little while. So allow that to happen. And I think, you know, you're going to do really well. Okay. So we also have Nathaniel from California. Nathaniel, how can
I
help you?
How are you?
I'm great.
Good. I just had a general question. You know, I had a dream last night. I think it was my dad trying to come through to me. Do you do anything like that?
I do. Well, tell me a little bit about the dream.
You know, I wasn't sure. I just kind of woke up and I knew I was someplace else, so.
Okay, so definitely your dad is connecting with you. How long has he been passed?
17 years.
Wow, okay. So something significant is happening for you right now, which is why he is connecting with you. And is it around your career? Is something changing around your career?
I think he wants me to sell this house and then get another house.
Oh, are you in the house that was your family home?
Yes, I'm in the house I want to sell.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, he's definitely he's definitely okay with that. But is there something going on with your career?
You know, I'm not sure. I've been kind of trying to do, you know, remodels and stuff, but I'm actually also working trying to develop my clairvoyance and stuff.
Right. Right.
So I don't know if that's
okay.
May have my own radio show one day.
Well, you got a great voice for it, so that would be great for you. mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I think he's encouraging you definitely sell the house because that needs to change, and he is encouraging you to follow your dreams and start being more conscious. So when you do have those feelings, especially when you wake up from a dream, try and journal some of those points so that you you get into that energy and you start seeing more. But yeah, definitely.
That's lucid dreaming. You figure out where you're there. You're already over there, right?
Well, if you start lucid dreaming, then you're already there. So that would be great. But yes, it's more when you wake up, if you feel those connections like you did this morning, or whenever it was that you felt your dad was connecting with you. I mean, he definitely was. So just build into that and to allow that more to move through you, to to allow your intuition to start showing you more information. But yeah, you're right on. And I think, you know, continue with what you're doing, because I think, you know, the rentals and stuff is good for you, because I think you also need a creative outlet that's physical as well. But allow your intuition to start building, for sure.
Hey, well, thanks a lot.
You're welcome. I look forward to hearing from you again. Let me know what's going on.
Okay, I'll look forward to calling in again.
All right. Thanks, Tom. Or thanks, Nathaniel.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So we are getting some callers in, but we're going to go to break now. So give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.
Psychic Radio.
24 hours a day. Reach out from beyond to your ears. On the web now. Log on to psychiconair.com. Your spiritual well-being is our concern. This is Psychic Radio. Powered online by AOL at psychiconair.com. We know you're listening.
All the cities, all the nations, everything that falls your way, I say. There is a deeper world than this that you don't understand. There is a deeper world than this, tugging at your hand. Every ripple on the ocean, every leaf on every tree, every sand dune in the desert, every pile we never see. There is a deeper way than this, swelling in the world. There is a deeper way than this, listen to me, girl. Feel it rising in the cities, feel it sweeping over land. Over borders, over frontiers, nothing will its power stand. I say, there is no deeper way than this, rising in the world. Every breath you take with me, every breath you take, every move you make, every cake you bake.
Live the life you've imagined.
Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
The purpose of Intuitive Soul is to master a path to heart consciousness, and there are three different modalities that I use: intuitive counseling, intuitive energy clearing, and Intuitive Soul Radio, right here on the Sky Psychic Radio every Wednesday and every Thursday on my website, intuitivesoul.com. So this is a live call-in show. We are talking about how change impacts your relationship, whether you're creating a new one or enhancing an existing one. And give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. So our next caller is Deanna from Michigan. Hi, Deanna.
Yes.
How are you this evening?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great. So how can I help you?
Well, I was calling about career.
Okay.
If I was on the right, if what path I should go on.
Tell me a little bit about what's going on.
Well, right now I'm working as a with seniors.
Okay.
And I'm not sure if this is, I do like it, but I'm not sure if this is the right thing for me.
Right. And are you doing this on your own, or are you working for someone else?
With a company.
Okay. And because part of me thinks that if you did it on your own, you might like it a lot more because you'd have more flexibility and the hours would be more what you're liking. You know, it's a great gift at this time to be assisting seniors because it's going to get busier and busier and busier. And it's a great time if that is something that you really enjoy to start up your own type of business around this area and to, you know, get people working with you and, you know, creating your own type of connection. I'm not sure if that's where you're wanting to go, but if
yes.
I'm trying to feel it out, but I think that that is something that would be incredible for you. I think you have the ability to do that in that you have the ability to create something around that. You're very, you're very compassionate and empathic with seniors. You know, you have a very loving touch. And I think that, you know, if you were to start something on your own with others, that it would be very successful for you.
Very successful.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Yeah, I've been toying with the idea. The people that I care for, the families, they do like me. And mm-hmm. They think I take very good care of their loved ones. So that makes me feel good. And I do, like I said, I do enjoy it. And,
and it would be slightly different if you did it on your own, because it would be, you know, again, you'd have a lot more flexibility. You'd be able to pick and choose who you want to work with. And I think that you will bring more staff in with you to allow that to happen so that you could then, you know, get other people to do, you know, different things. And everybody would sort of specialize in certain areas. And, you know, you can make it very different and a lot more fun. And I think that that might be something that you would, you know, move into it slowly, but I think that that's something that you, you know, may want to look at much more deeply, especially in the next couple of years.
Okay, perfect. And then if I may ask one more question.
Sure.
About someone that I live with, that we have started a relationship, but I'm not sure where it's going. And I was just wondering what you picked up.
Right. You're living together right now?
Right. I'm renting a room from him.
Okay. That's what I thought. Okay. I didn't feel that there was that commitment yet. So, okay. That makes sense. Yeah. You know what? This is going to move into something more serious, and it's going to be, but just, you need to be really open. And I think you have been hurt in the past, and there's a bit of you kind of, you know, really not trusting yet.
Right.
And he's also been hurt. And so he also is. And so it's really about the two of you being very, very open with each other and to, you know, allow that openness to move you both forward so that you're just being really open and vulnerable to each other and just allowing that to be how you move into the relationship instead of having,
Do you see it going further?
I do. I do see it going further. But you both have to be really open and honest and authentic and not kind of the same patterns from the past where, you know, you both have had trust issues and, you know, things have happened where you've both have been hurt and felt betrayed. So you really need to be open, but it has great potential.
Okay.
And, but don't move in too quickly, even though you're already there.
Right, right. It, yeah. it just took us both by surprise.
I bet it did, yes.
And then what I wanted to ask was, because my finances are really not where I want them to be, mm-hmm. I was just wondering if you see them, me being able to soon get out of debt.
Right. What you will start doing is you will start taking on some of these clients, even though that could be a conflict of interest. You will start meeting some of these clients and doing some work after hours, after your work time. And as you start doing that and you start building up your clientele that way, you will have the extra income that will allow you to pay off your debts.
Okay.
Okay.
And my health will be okay to do this? I mean, I feel
sure.
good, but I'm just wondering.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I mean, mostly you'll be going to theirs, I believe, but yeah.
Mostly what?
Mostly I feel that you'll be going to their home or to their place to assist them.
No, I'm talking about myself. I mean, my health. Do you see it?
Yes,
good?
Your house will be fine.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. That's about all the questions I had, and you just...
Okay. Well, let me know what happens in the next little while, okay?
All right, I will, I promise.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right, and we have Venera from New York. Hi, Venera.
Hi, Laurie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you very much.
Great.
I want to ask you a question about this guy that I am thinking about, and we've been kind of contacting each other for a little bit. I'm just wondering whether there is a potential.
It seems really playful right now. So what's been happening? Because it seems really, really kind of playful and fun. Are you enjoying it? Danira, are you having some fun with it?
Yes. Yes, I am. But I'm just not sure about his availability, So I'm just
okay.
wondering whether he's available.
Well, you know what? For right now, just enjoy yourself, have some fun, play with it, and... instead of worrying about where it's going to fit in, just really be open to possibilities. You're feeling a little bit like the past stuff and you don't want to recreate that, and that's good. So we don't want you to do that, but we do want you to have some fun because right now it's really, really playful. And so, enjoy all of the emotions it's bringing up. I'm not sure if this is the guy you're going to end up with in the next couple months, but it doesn't matter because I want you just to really be playful and enjoy this energy and then allow that to bring up, that openness so that you can, see all the different possibilities out there. Because I think you've been hurt in the past and that mistrust has been around. And so, when your first question is, can I trust this guy? Like, just be really open, enjoy it, have the fun. You're playing right now. It's a very playful energy. I think it could move into something more serious, but right now it's really just very playful and fun and just, enjoy it. Don't be so in such a rush to make it something more serious. I think it has the potential, but I also see that there are some other relationships that are going to come into your awareness in the next, I would say over the summer, you're going to have a lot of fun. So try not to get too boggled
okay.
down by that. Okay.
Yes. That sounds wonderful. Okay.
Yeah,
thank
I think,
you very much.
Yeah, yeah. You're welcome. And we also have Marie from New York.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm great. How can I help you tonight?
I have two questions. One's in relation to a relationship, and the other is a test that I'm going to be taking tomorrow.
Okay. So we're going to be going to break soon, but why don't you ask me about the test, and then we'll talk about the relationship.
Yeah, I have a medical test tomorrow that I'm very worried about. Do you see anything going on with it?
Oh, okay. So it's not a test you're taking. It's a
no.
It's a medical thing, yes.
Yeah.
You know, I don't really feel that there is major concerns around this. Okay, you know what? We're going to go to break now. Stay on the line. Give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.
CBS Radio's The New Sky. NewSkyRadio.com. Across the Veil with April Lugo.
Join April Lugo each Tuesday night at 7 for Across the Veil. Across the Veil is a show that promises to be a unique experience as April connects and communicates with those who are across the veil. April receives guidance and wisdom from the ancients, angels, masters, teachers, and guides, as well as hearing messages from those who have preceded us across the veil, family, friends, and loved ones alike. The program is an excellent opportunity for you to hear from those who are across the veil. April will be answering questions and giving insight. That's the main reason for the program. Across the Veil at 7 Tuesday on the Sky.
Look up to the sky. Psychic Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky. Reach out. NewSkyRadio.com. Is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Intuitive Soul with your host, Lori Houston, is mastering a path to heart consciousness through intuitive counseling by looking at our relationships, from relationships with ourselves, with others, to even a relationship with money, and through clearing our energy so that we remove the obstacles that prohibit us from living the life we want. We're discussing this each week right here on the Sky, and I invite you to join me and call in your questions at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. And tonight we're talking about how change impacts your relationships. And we were talking with Marie from New York. Marie, I'm thinking about your, first of all, the medical question that you had. Mm-hmm. And what I'm getting is that what you're concerned about is not the problem. It's going to come back. There's not going to be anything that what you're thinking is going to be the problem, but there is something very minor that's going to happen. And like I said, it's really minor. So whatever it is that you're thinking it is, it's not, but there is something, but it's not anything that you truly need to worry about. So I'm not concerned in the least. And so just kind of let that kind of flow and, you know, imagine yourself as having a very healthy body and feeling great. And, you know, let me know what happens, but I really, honestly, what it is that you're worrying about is not going to happen, but there is something very minor that's going on. Okay.
I do need to get the test done then.
That's a good question. You know, I think from that test, you will find whatever the little minor thing is that you, and I really don't feel it's something to worry about. So I would maybe go through with the test.
Okay. And relationship, love-wise?
Yeah. Yeah. What's going on there?
I had been dating someone, and then out of the blue, it's like he's mad at me. And I've also been talking to someone else. I was wondering, and I really liked the other one, I was wondering if I hear from him or what might be going on with me in the next couple of months.
Okay. Well, you know what? I feel really positive about, you know, the new person that you're talking with. There's something going on with this guy that you were with or are still with. And he seems a little bit volatile. There's something about his energy, and it's almost like, and maybe this is it. Maybe he feels that you were connecting with somebody else because it feels like he's connecting with somebody else. It's almost like, you know, he gets into these volatile situations so that, you know, you'll have a fight and he feels okay about maybe connecting with somebody else. So I would be very, I don't want to say cautious, but just be a very observant of what happens in the next little while. But you know what? Play with this other guy, enjoy yourself, have some fun, see what happens.
That Paul is with somebody else.
He may be, it's not serious. He's just, I think he's just flirting around, maybe similar to you. But this anger stuff that he's got going, don't like it.
Am I going to, because I actually haven't heard from him in a week and a half. Will I hear from him?
You will hear from him. Yeah. But enjoy yourself. Don't hold your breath on him and, you know, see what else is out there. Because there's more for you right now that I think would be.
Is there something I did to aggravate him or
nope.
something?
No, not at all. No, this is just his. This is just his way of feeling okay with flirting with other girls.
Oh, so we're not going to end up in a relationship.
You might, but I would be really open right now to other possibilities because I know that there are some coming your way.
Okay. Do you have any idea when I do hear from him?
You'll hear from him within the week.
Really? Because it's been a week and a half.
That's okay. You'll still hear from him. But we do have another caller, so let me know what happens. But
thank you very much.
You're welcome. Just be really open to all possibilities, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right. So we have our last caller is Dee from Texas. Hi, Dee.
Hi.
How are you doing tonight?
Hey, I'm okay. How are you?
Good. I'm good. Okay. How can I help you?
Hi, this is a question about relationships.
Uh-huh. What's going on?
Okay, I've been with a guy last year, and it kind of ended, and I started seeing this other guy, but I don't know how it's going. So I wanted to know if they're the ones for me or maybe somebody new will come up my way.
You know, you're still going to hear from the guy that you dated from, dated with last year, and that still has a potential to move forward into something deeper. This guy that you're with now, I'm not feeling a commitment from him, but I also feel that there is also somebody that's going to be coming around. So you're getting quite popular, Dee. there's people around you that. You know, you seem to be a very genuine person that offers a lot in relationships. And I think, you know, men are feeling that, and that's a very attractive quality. So, you know, I think this is kind of your time to really decide what it is that you want in a relationship, what it is exactly that you're looking for, and be really, really clear about that. Like, really connect in with, you know, the people that you've been with in the past, and from those situations, what are you really wanting in your life? And, you know, are you looking for marriage and children? And if that's the case, then, you know, make sure that as you think and focus on relationships, that you're looking for that type of commitment. If it's not, then, you know, be clear about what type of relationship you're looking for. But I kind of get the sense that you are. So, yeah, just be really open and clear about what it is that you're wanting in relationships, and allow that to sort of overtake, you know, the men that are coming into your life, so that it will become very clear to you who it is that you want to be in that role within the next few months. You will be in a serious relationship before the end of this year. And so it's really up to you to decide what that relationship is going to look like. And therefore, you know, the men that are coming into your life, who those men are going to be. So does that make sense to you?
Yeah. Is it with anyone new, or is somebody?
There is going to be definitely one, if not two more new people coming into your life. So, but there's also some old ones that are still there.
So, well, the one from last year, is there any possibility, like?
Absolutely, there's a possibility. And then that's why you need to get really, really clear. But the show is going to be over now, so I hope that helps. Let me know what happens in the next little while, okay?
Okay. All right, thank you.
All right. You're welcome, Dee. And this is Lori Houston from intuitivesoul.com. I encourage you to visit me online. I do email and phone consultations and readings, remote healing and clearing for personal, home, and businesses. And I have a weekly online radio show every Thursday evening right on my site. Tomorrow, Thursday, April 8th, I have Jeff Brown, author of Soul Shaping, and we will be having a talk about shame, which should be a very interesting show. And I am going to offer a free email reading to the fifth person to email me at Lori, L-A-U-R-I-E, at intuitivesoul.com. So a free email reading to the fifth person to email me at Lori at intuitivesoul.com. And may love and joy be your guides to creating the life you desire. You've been listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.